You mentioned Sentinel Node before. Anything new that's come out in the last year or so in that?
I would say that Sentinel Node has been integrated into clinical practice faster than any surgical technique in breast cancer in history. From the time of our first IRB protocol, we were accepting it as care in about 3 years. This is not because we're so good at it, frankly. It's because the anatomy is absolutely constant and predictable. The breast, as a unit, drains to common nodes. This includes the skin of the breast, the nipple, all quadrants, so that whether you're using tracer or blue dye or both, or intradermal or parenchymal injection, you're going to find the correct node. So that we've now done just under 9,000 sentinel node procedures. The questions that remain are DCIS. Are we justified in doing a sentinel node in DCIS? And the answer there is no, except that we don't often know that it's just DCIS. So in patients with palpable masses that come back DCIS, we know there's a chance for invasion. A spiculated mass that's read out as DCIS, or a breast that's filled with DCIS, we will do a sentinel node in those patients. That's about 15% of our total practice, and 10% of those are positive, so a 1.5% overall node positivity rate, which we think is very much in line with what we understand biologically about DCIS. We've moved away from doing sentinel node biopsies in prophylactic mastectomies. A colleague of mine named Terry King did a prospective study of 160 consecutive prophylactic mastectomies in which she did a sentinel node. And at the end of the day, the sentinel node made a difference in one out of 160 cases. So we are not routinely doing that. Probably the strongest debate exists in whether we should trust a sentinel lymph node after induction cytotoxic chemotherapy. And this is an interesting story because the groups that have looked at it have all concluded that there's a 12% false negative rate after chemo. Some of the groups conclude that's a low false negative rate, and some of the groups conclude that's a very high false negative rate. And we happen to fall into the latter, so that we are doing things such as axillary ultrasound prior to chemotherapy to see if we can identify the node positive patients, or we're actually doing the sentinel node prior to the chemotherapy. But as a practice standard, we're not accepting a negative sentinel node after a run of induction chemo.
This concludes the second CD. For more from the interview with Dr. Borgen, please turn to the third CD.